In the late 18th century, the French Revolution shook Europe like an earthquake. France, under threat from other nations, decided to draft all its men into the army. They no longer served king and country. Military service was no longer the obligation of subjects, but the duty of citizens. This was how the Grande Armée, Napoleon's formidable army, was formed.
St. Helena's, 18th of June, 1820. The Emperor is very depressed. It is 5 years today since the defeat at Waterloo. I no longer recognize the man for what he once was. I like to remember his courage before the troops, his technical skill, his impressive strategic gift, his political expertise. I like to remember how I fought alongside him, spreading the ideas of the revolution throughout Europe.
Napoleon Bonaparte eventually dominated from Egypt to the North Sea, from Russia to Spain, and it was here in Spain, with the participation of the Spanish people, that the fearsome guerrilla turned the battle into an interminable one. It was not enough to conquer a land, it had to be held onto at great expense in both human and financial terms. The example of Spain encouraged other nations to stand up to the Grande Armée, which was finally defeated at Waterloo.